The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here today, Saturday, April 27th, Jaguars Day 3 NFL Draft Preview on deck for y'all out here at the Family Condo. So obviously not the same setup, don't have the same audio quality and video and all that good stuff, but wanted to talk to you guys about Day 3 of the draft for your Jacksonville Jaguars. The team has already landed Brian Thomas Jr. in the first round after trading down from 17 to 23, acquiring three more draft picks, two in 2025, a third and a fourth, and one in 2024, a fifth round pick at 167 overall. In the second round, the Jaguars selected Mason Smith out of LSU, two straight LSU players for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Baton Rouge East in this draft for them. Mason Smith, a defensive lineman, ton of upside, five-star recruit, big-time athleticism, a guy, 2022 ACL injury, big knee injury, kind of didn't look the same in 2023, trying to get back to full strength, has dealt with a lot of different coaches and defensive line coaches. He wants some stability. The Jaguars think that they can offer that to him. He is in a good situation, talking about the fact that he has his former defensive coordinator as the Jaguars linebackers coach. Ryan Nielsen, the defensive coordinator for the Jaguars, is a defensive line guru. He has Eric Armstead in front of him. He has Brian Thomas Jr., his teammate, who was in the same class as him, coming to Jacksonville. There's a lot of different things that add up in Mason Smith's favor. I thought it was a little bit early for him. We'll see how it plays out. I did think they were going to take him in the third round at 96 overall, but at 96, they stuck and they picked there. Jarian Jones out of Florida State, the cornerback, a guy I'm a big fan of, 4.38, 40-yard dash, very athletic, explosive, a guy that plays the game with fire, with a fiery demeanor, someone who I think has inside-outside versatility. I think they're going to bring him in, try to use him as a slot player early on, but I don't think he's limited to that. I think you've seen throughout his college tape that he has the ability to do either play inside or outside at the cornerback position, and he's a guy, again, not the greatest length, you know, 30-inch arms, but with his athleticism, with his size, almost 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, and the way he plays the game, I still think Jarian Jones, can play outside. That's the first three picks for the Jacksonville Jaguars. In day three, they have 114, 116, 153, 167, 212, and 236 later today. 114 and 116 very early on day three, fourth round picks. The remaining needs for this football team: edge depth, offensive line depth, cornerback depth, kicker. To me, those are the needs for the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. Looking at the top prospects at those spots, starting with edge, which right now I would say is their most glaring need for depth, right? You have Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, you brought in Travis Gibson. Eric Armstead can definitely take reps for you at edge. I think Mason Smith can do the same in this type of defense. Roy Robertson-Harris even can, for that matter. But still think you want someone who can really create some pressure off the edge. I thought Jalix Hunt would have been a good option for them, you know, as someone who is a project-y type of player with incredible traits. Sounded like a Trent Baalke guy. But for me, the top options available, not necessarily Jaguars-centric options, but the Jaguars have shown on day three of the draft they're willing to kind of go against the grain in terms of their normal thresholds of length and different things. So these are some guys I think that the Jaguars should be interested in potentially. Muhammad Kamara, day two guy for me all day. I think he's going to come in wherever he lands and be a big-time designated pass rusher in year one and develop into a starter in a 3-4 outside linebacker type of role. I think he can start as a in a 4-3 defense, is he really a starter or more of a designated pass rusher? We'll see how it plays out for him. I think the Jaguars would be lucky to have him as a DPR, though. Austin Booker has had a weird pre-draft lead-up. He definitely has some interesting talent, some interesting tape, a guy that has great length. He's light, project-y type of player, but then didn't test the best, so it'll be interesting to see where he lands. Cedric Johnson out of Ole Miss, he just kind of has all the physical traits you're looking for, explosiveness, strength, but he's not very refined as a pass rusher right now. Nelson Caesar out of Houston, he's got a little bit of a bag, not the best tester, somebody I think that the Jaguars have shown interest in. Those are some decent options there. At offensive line, Tanner Bordellini, Mason McCormick, Hunter Norzad, Cedric Van Pran, all on the interior, Matt Lee as well. Layden Robinson. I think the Jaguars showed interest in Layden Robinson throughout the process. But for me, Tanner Bordellini should have been a day two pick, a center out of Wisconsin who has great athleticism. I think he could probably play center or guard in the Jaguars scheme. Mason McCormick, just an ass kicker out of South Dakota State who tested incredibly well. I thought he looked a little bit stiff, but he's a great athlete. Looked good on tape in terms of his ability to create push in the run game, get out and move, and knock some guys on their ass. Hunter Norzad out of Penn State, very good center. I think he can probably play center or guard. He's a pretty good athlete overall. Cedric Van Pran out of Georgia, a guy who had a lot of buzz on him early in the process. I think he just has the potential to be like an average interior offensive lineman, maybe a starter, maybe a core backup type of player. You talk about Matt Lee, I think he has starting potential at center. Christian Jones, Javon Foster, Garrett Greenfield, Walter Rouse at tackle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think all those guys have a shot to make an impact in the NFL. I think Christian Jones and Javon Foster project as swing tackles. I think Garrett Greenfield has the potential to start out of South Dakota State, Mason McCormick's teammate. I think Walter Rouse has the potential to start either at tackle or guard potentially. So those are some guys to keep an eye on. Again, when I say potential to start, I'm saying potential. I'm not saying they're going to come in and be guys that can start right away, but so definitely players that can carve out a role. You talk about tackle, though. If they're a tackle-exclusive player, they're probably going to be tackle four in 2024, which makes me kind of question if the Jaguars are actually going to go in that direction. We will see. Cornerback depth. Chris Abrams-Drain, I love him. DJ James, also, big fan of his game. Kyrie Jackson, big fan of his game. Jackson's going to be 25 years old, so he's an older prospect. I think that's why he's still available at this point. Decamerion Richardson, he's got size, length, speed, you know, 4-3 speed. DeAndre Prince has 4-3 speed. TJ Tampa out of Iowa State, a guy who, not the most athletic tester, but you watch him on tape, he's instinctive, he's big, he's got great length, has ball skills. I think that he's a really interesting one. I think he might have the potential to start. I think that all the guys we've mentioned have the potential to start in the NFL, but at the very least be quality backups. I like Kalen Carson, his fiery play demeanor. Cam Hart, I'm a little lower on than most folks. I just don't think he necessarily has the fluidity to play man coverage. I question that about Decamerion Richardson as well, even though he has incredible speed and he has good length and he's fiery, comes downhill against the run. Richardson's change of direction would scare me a little bit. Same thing with Kalen Carson. I think TJ Tampa's smoother than those guys, even though he is bigger and maybe a little bit slower. At kicker, I'm a big fan of Will Reichard out of Alabama. There's Joshua Cardi, Harrison Mevis, plenty of other options late in the draft and in free agency. So we'll see how that plays out. There are some other guys, though, at positions that aren't necessarily needs at this point I wanted to bring up because I think they're really quality players. Javon Baker, I thought, should have been a day two pick. Same thing with Malik Washington. I love Jalen Coker and Joshua Cephas. Both of those guys have kind of size to go up and get the football. Guys that I think bring speed as well, route running and impressive release packages for small school players. Anthony Gould out of Oregon State, smaller guy, but one of my favorite short players in this draft at the receiver position. The opposite, Johnny Wilson, still available out of Florida State. Somebody who, he's impressive releasing off the line of scrimmage as a route runner, unbelievable size, hands are questionable. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up. Brendan Rice, Jerry Rice's son, out of USC. He's got a lot of the size, athletic traits you're looking for. Reminds me a bit of Zay Jones. Jaquan Jackson, this is a spark plug type of player. I love his game as well. A lot of short kings on day three. We will see where they go. Defensive line depth, do the Jaguars necessarily need that at this point? I don't know. But Mekhi Wingo, Mason Smith's teammate, Brian Thomas Jr.'s teammate, he is a smaller guy, but I think you can move him around the defensive front and get some production as a designated pass rush type of player. Fabian Lovett, kind of the opposite. He's huge. He's got Trent Baalke length, I think close to 35-inch arms. Plays with a hot motor and a guy that I think not going to be a starter in Jacksonville, certainly, if he was drafted, but somebody who could come in and give you quality reps when your starters need to rotate out. Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa, super productive this past year, a guy that did really well at the Shrine Bowl, somebody who I think has a shot to make an impact in this league as a rotational player. Brandon Dorlus, still available on the board. This is a prospect who has a little bit of a tweener build that could be good for the Jaguars. Definitely somebody who I think can set the edge against the run. He has the ability to create penetration from the interior. I think that he has really just kind of fluctuated in weight, gone up and down, and not in a negative way. I think that they've, you know, he's been told, you know, put on weight, drop weight. And I just don't really know how to view Brandon Dorlus, but I think he's a guy that will make it in the NFL. Justin Egbuigbe out of Alabama, move him around the defensive front, play the run. I think he's a really quality prospect. I forgot to mention Troy Franklin as well, out of Oregon. That's a prospect who I would be all over on day three of the draft, and Devontae Walker too. Two wide receivers that can fly. Jaguars, under Trent Baalke, they're always looking for running backs and linebackers as well, so don't be shocked if that happens at some point on day three of the draft. I wouldn't be surprised to see movement up or down the board. I think that there's so many picks left for the Jaguars, you know, 114, 116, 153, 167, 212, 236. I mean, they have a whole draft worth of draft picks on day three here, so I would not be surprised to see them move up, move down, trade and get more value for next year. We'll see how it all plays out. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Let me know what you think about the Jaguars draft so far, about their prospects in day three of the draft. Again, it kicks off 12 Eastern time. Really appreciate y'all. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the shirt I'm wearing right now. Again, really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.